to Back, your gateway to Canadian Christian music. On each broadcast, we listen to great music and interview the people shaping the future of Canadian Christian music today. Please welcome our host, Dale Borland.
Well, welcome to the show. I am Dale Borland, your host for the next half an hour. We got some great music coming your way. The first song is called Mosaic. It's from Chelsea Amber. Then I'll follow up with Praise Your Name. We got some great music lined up for today's show. Plus, a live interview with the journalist, Andrew Russell. Back-to-back radio is brought to you in part by GMI Hub. To find out more, go to gmihub.ca.
I feel the fall, I'm crashing to the floor. Thought I had it together, but that was before. What have I become? Don't recognize myself. I used to be a trophy.
Praise Your Name by Chelsea Amber. To find out more about Chelsea Amber, go to chelseaamber.com.
The army is too big for me. My feet are tied, my legs are weak. In the middle of the chaos, I cry out to you, 'cause I know that you hear me. Though the battle keeps on raging, I won't stop singing your praise.
Chelsea Amber, great music on Back-to-Back Radio, and more to follow. We've got Nick Cross and John Schlitt together on the song He Paid the Price, right here on Back-to-Back Radio.
On that hill, he took my place. The world grew dark, love filled the space. For every sin, for every shame, he took the pain, he bore the blame. He paid the price.
Listening to Back-to-Back Radio.
This has become one of my favorite tracks out recently. This is Nick Cross with Ignite.
I was lost in the dark, searching for the light. Then you came like a spark, burning bright. Now my
Let your flame
There we have Ignite. Can you hear the fire crackling in the background? What a great track. Nick Cross, great music. If you're interested in advertising a product or service on this program, just email advertise@backtobackradio.com. If you're looking for a musically ministry-minded group of individuals, look no further than the GMI Hub. To get connected today, go to gmihub.ca. They have a plethora of interviews on their YouTube channel, GMI Hub Online. And now my favorite portion of the show is when we get to interview one of our artists. Today we're going to be talking to Andrew Russell, the journalist. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on, Dale. It's been a huge honor to be chatting with you again, man.
Thanks, bro. Me too. Hey, you were young when you started doing this, and it's kind of through schools where you started to get some traction and blossom, right?
I think when I really felt like I could really do it, like, I mean, I started, like you said, really young. Like, grade 8 is when I kind of secretly began working on it, but when I think I actually felt like I could really do this was probably more like grade 11 grade 12, like near the end of high school, when I was more confident. I was already, you know, built in like probably a good 5 years at that time already, type thing. And that's, I'd say, near the end of high school. And then I started getting opportunities like at open mics and actually started doing shows and stuff. And before I met Fresh IE, that's where I really hit my stride, I would say. But I'd say, yeah, near the end of high school, going into my first year of Bible college, that's where I had my first show, was actually my first year of Bible college. And so, yeah, those are the years where I really feel like I had a grasp on it, and this is going to be something, and I can actually do it.
So how would you say that social media has cultivated or helped calibrate what you're doing today? Because it can always be a very interesting clientele there. So was it a positive experience or not?
I think I loved it because and I never thought it was going to be like this, but it was a place to practice my skill. You know, I'd usually have to wait for shows or stuff like that. But as soon as I started doing lives on Instagram before TikTok and then TikTok, those were places where I could practice my craft of freestyle, but also writing songs. I mean, the songs that you're going to play today, actually both of them really were written or kind of tweaked on TikTok. Definitely Daughter's Homecoming a little bit more tweaked. But yeah, so it became a place where you have an audience that's live right there. They're interacting with you. And they're giving you ideas, they're supporting you, encouraging you. And so it was a huge place to be able to grow my craft, and also to be light in the darkness. Because as we know, social media can be an incredible place, it also can be a terrible place. And so to be light in that darkness, to be chatting with people literally globally, you know, from one second to another, I could be chatting with someone from Regina, Saskatchewan, and then someone from Africa, you know. And so that platform also gave me a global reach when it's only always pretty much been like kind of Canada, Western Canada specifically.
Why don't we play one of your tracks that may come from a more vulnerable place? The song is called Daughters. Tell us a bit about that song.
Daughters is a very special track for me. And those who know me as an artist and as a person, I'm just try to be a real guy. My music, I try to keep it really authentic. So, I mean, Daughters, I have two daughters, two wonderful daughters, Hannah and Muriel. And then I have two sons, Elias and Malachi. So can't forget about them. But it comes from a real hard place because, unfortunately, marriage has dissolved for me. And divorce is part of my story now. And this song was written out of place of pain because I haven't been able to see my kids for quite some time now. And so I just want to be fully authentic about that. It's a really different song than it would be if I was living with my daughters and wrote that song. This was in a place of pain on a night where I was on TikTok just trying to make it through, and it just came. It's a love song to my daughters, and it's been pointed out to me from a listener that actually said, "Do you realize there's prophecy in your song?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And they're like, "Well, you talk about the past, the present, and the future." And God just gave me this song that's just a love song to my girls. And many people have related to it, obviously, you know, fathers and mothers of daughters and daughters as well have reached out to me and said, "I wish I had a dad like you that would have written a song like this," and things like that, right? So family's always been a huge part of my music. And even though there's some brokenness now mixed in that story, I still had to write a song in the middle of the valley about the love for my girls. And I know they'll hear it one day. I don't know if they've heard it, to be honest. And that's kind of heartbreaking, but it's true. But I know they'll hear it one day, and it's something that's going to last, you know, hopefully for a long, long time in the music world. So that's really that. It's a love song for my daughters as a father, saying how much I'm thankful for them and I'm blessed to have them. And also kind of that intermingled with the pain of my current situation as well. So.
Never thought of getting older. to be a father to my two girls. Well, precious then diamonds or a pile of pearls. We dance together in this life as it spins and twirls. Just know you always have my heart, you are my world. Always protect you when life gets harsh and cold. Every time I see you too, I see heart strong and bold. Always dancing around, lighting the room with your smiles. I know it's hard right now, that it's been a while since I was able to hold you, my princesses. I haven't always been the best dad, truly confess this. Rock my girls in my arms, you are God's blessings. I'm always here no matter the distance to teach you these lessons. I pray you both find people who love and cherish your heart, who hold you like I did when those nights got dark. Cause in your eyes, baby girls, I see the brightest spark. When God made you both, he truly left his mark. Tell you that you're ugly, you're not worthy of love. That is the lie from the pit. Let me speak truth from above. You are amazing, wonderful girls, deserving of love. Always be there for you when push comes to shove. I can't wait to walk you both down that aisle. See you in those white dresses and the sunny smiles. Even when I'm old and gray, memories don't fade away. Cause I'm thankful for you too, each and every day. I truly can't express what you both mean to me. Truly my honor and joy to be your daddy. We walk hand in hand through these shifting sands, reminding you that God has these perfect plans. I'll be there through buying makeup and all the breakups. Remember, God loves us, he'll never forsake us. To be women who love the Lord, who reflect his light, who stand up for what's right, and when needed, you fight. Who will grow up to be women of truth. I wrote this song for you too, to express how much I love you. Cause when this world lies to you, God's love is the truth. You can count on me no matter what life throws at you. I'll be there to dry those tears and help calm all your fears. Cause I'm sitting here thinking back on crazy years. Growing up before my eyes, I'm truly blown away. You are the answers to the words that we prayed. I know you both will be amazing mothers one day. You'll stay up late at night with your sick kids and you'll pray. Love them with all that you have. Don't let them slip away, because before you know it, they'll be moving away. So teach them all the things that I taught you. To love people regardless of what they're going through. Be ready to listen when someone needs your ear. And smile at yourself when you gaze in that mirror.
Talk a bit about the song Homecoming.
Yeah, Homecoming is totally different different story. There is a huge youth conference in Western Canada where I kind of lived for a long time, a place called Carrenport and a school called Briarcrest, which is a college, a high school, and a seminary all together. I've gone to school there, still currently going to school there, worked there, was a pastor there, so it's a special place. And this youth conference, and the theme was homecoming. And so they came to me because they know what I do and stuff, and they said, hey, would you do a spoken word piece about homecoming, about this theme, particularly on the prodigal son type story? And so I was like, yeah, I would love to do that because I want to get more into spoken word and stuff. And man, I couldn't do it. I had like 2 months to write this thing, and it just wasn't coming together at all, to a point where I literally went to the organizer and said, look, this, I don't think this is going to work. Like, I got to back out. I felt terrible. Never had to do that. And they said, you know what? We want you to do this. Just take another week, pray about it, think on it. And then if it still isn't coming together, then okay. And I went to my office and just prayed, man, just prayed, like, God, if you want me to do this, just give me the words for this, because I really want to. But it's just there's such a writer's block, such an inspirational block, and things were going on in my life, too, that were struggling. So I sat down, man. God wrote it through me, I'd say, like, probably in about an hour. Then I'm like, this isn't a spoken word. Like, this is a song. This was about 2 weeks out, like I said. So I wrote it, memorized it, and performed it in front of 2,000 people within 2 weeks. And God gave me the ability to do it. But that the song is all about when you run away from God, you can always run back to God. Like I said, the prodigal son story. So I drew on people in my life. Some people think it's my personal story. It's not. It's different storytelling from people in my you know, spheres of life over the years. But it's really a story of someone who's lost. They find themselves lost, and they come to their senses. You know, the scripture says about the prodigal son, he came to his senses when he's with the pigs, right? And it's that song about coming back to God and God being the one that always have his arms open to you, no matter how far you run away from him.
Where am I? And how'd I wind up here? Man, I'm freezing, heart full of fear. By myself, I'm alone, cold and abandoned. Left to fend for myself, my life crash landed, had it good. But then I ran from home, now darkness is my friend. I'm sitting here all alone, halfless streets with crack pavement where I now roam. My eyes lit up from the glow from this phone. Social media friends, more like ghosts. So love on post, but not there when I need them the most. I'm hopeless, days with no focus. These nights get long and the days I'm coasting. Caught up in addictions that numb my pain. But once I wake up, I'm back at him again. I once followed God, but now I follow myself. But now I see that I'm lost and all by myself. I'm so lost, so long I've been running. Can't take us anymore, I feel it done it. Then I hear your voice say, stop running, come back to my arms. This is your homecoming. I'm so lost, so long I've been running. Can't take us anymore, I feel it done it. Then I hear your voice say, stop running, this is your homecoming. I used to love to go to youth group on Friday nights, but then I go home, I hear mom and dad fight. Man, I wanted to run away, I wanted to hide. At church I felt God's light, my home was dark as night. I lost sight, began walking blind. Then deep depression attacked my mind. Inside I was hurting, outside I was kind. But life became a big mess, I left God behind. I feel like I'm too far gone, that I can't be loved. Cause all this world does to me is just push and shove. Man, I'm drowning, barely keeping my head above. Then I open the Bible and I find God's love. Story of the prodigal son that's been broken in tears. How can I come home? I've been running for years. I tried to drown my sorrow with the drugs and the beer. I'm so far away, Lord, please just draw near. I'm so lost, so long I've been running. Can't take this anymore, I feel it done it. Then I hear your voice say, stop running, come back to my arms. This is your homecoming. I'm so lost, so long I've been running. Can't take this anymore, I feel it done it. Then I hear your voice say, stop running, come back to my arms. God, I need you so much right now. I'm so broken. I'm so alone. I've made bad choices. God, I need you right now. I need to come home. I'm not lost to your arms. Now I'm running because you died for me. So my sin has done it. Yes, I listened to your voice and I stopped running. And now I'm resting in your arms. This is my homecoming. I'm not lost to your arms. Now I'm running because you died for me. So my sin has done it. Yes, I listened to your voice and I stopped running. And now I'm resting in your arms. This is my homecoming. I'm not lost to your arms. Now I'm running because you died for me. So my sin has done it. Yes, I listened to your voice and I stopped running. And now I'm resting in your arms. This is my homecoming. I'm not lost to your arms. Now I'm running because you died for me. So my sin has done it. Yes, I listened to your voice and I stopped running. Now I'm resting in your arms.
I want to keep making real music that touches lives and hearts with the love and the light of Christ and in all those areas of media, I'd say, ministry.
The Journalist, thank you for joining me. You the man. Love you, bro.
Man, love you too. Appreciate having me on, Dale, man. Mad love to you guys for all you're doing, and thanks again for the opportunity.
And for more on The Journalist, you can check out Spotify. He's got some great tracks up there. Plus on YouTube, you'll see some amazing videos. The guy has got some real skills. And if you have a product or a service you would like to advertise on Back to Back Radio, all you need to do is email advertise@backtobackradio.com. I want to thank you so much for listening. My time is over and up, and I want to invite you to join me next time on Back to Back Radio.